Hello, and welcome to Veterans Talk with your host, Priscilla Jones. And I have some good news and some behind-the-action news about our 8.7% COLA increase. What we're being told and what we're not being told, I got the news for you. Before I get to it, remember to subscribe to the podcast for more informed perspective of the veterans and families' benefits. Okay, thank you for all your prayers who have heard my journey of my lung disease. I appreciate you and your support and will follow that up with a separate episode. But at this time, I want to address what we already know. As of October 13th, 2022, the Social Security Administration announced the COLA for 2023 will be, drumroll please, 8.7%. As you know, it's the biggest increase since 1981, which was 41 years ago when the late Ronald Reagan was president of the United States. There were a lot of indicators and predictors of, and market watchers of our economy watching and waiting for the consumer price index numbers to try to find out what the cost of living should be. Well, also, the experts who also watch and analyze the rate of inflation, are we in a recession or not, the unemployment number, the job markets, the interest rates, they were all counting on better numbers to outline for a COLA scenario increase. Well, after the news media sources hit it spot on, while others, as always, guesstimate and hype up the COLA increase numbers, but as I said, last year, always wait for the announcement that makes it bona fide and official. Now, I'm about to tell you the inside scoop of the increase, how it affects those on Social Security disability income, your Medicare Part B premium, and then some. First, veterans only and with spouses and dependents, you'll get a big jump up on your monthly benefit. To calculate how much you will receive on Friday, December 30th, yeah, that's the check that is for Sunday, January 1st, 2023. You know how they do. Multiply your current monthly pay times 8.7%. Now, that's 0.087% if you don't have a percentage sign on your calculator. I don't know why, but... And that will give you the result of your increase. Now add the result to your current pay, and that's what you'll get for 2023. That formula works for veterans pay all types of ways, and also for Social Security benefits, all types of pay. The amount calculated from the 8.7% is to increase that percentage that is given to you. In other words, that's what the increase is worth down to the cents. Second, if for those on Social Security disability, your income is going up as well. Follow the same example to calculate your new amount for 2023. Here's the interesting part for Medicare Part B premium payments and payees. Their payments will be decreasing. You will not be paying a ridiculous high fee this coming year. I know. It was not healthy and insanely high, and you felt a hurt in your pocket. As much as that is a relief, we don't know how much of a reduction it is yet. But it won't be ballooned to where you have to choose between medical attention and food / rent. Now, after you sign your relief, there's a catch, or rather a sinker, to and all this graciousness. I would ask the question, why was the Medicare Part B premium so high last year? Well, I'm glad you asked, because the truth was told on CBS MarketWatch. There was a drug called Aduhelm. I'll spell it for you. A-D-U-H-E-L-M. Okay? And that Social Security Administration was banking on it in the market. It was being funded by your increase of the Medicare Part B premium last year. So you, my friend, was actually giving them extra money to source fund their experiment without your knowledge. And after taking your money to fund this drug experiment, guess what happened? You gotta hear this. The drug was intended for Alzheimer's, but Medicare spent way less on the drug, and as a result of the 14.2% hike last year, they had to give some of your money back. Nice way to give and take and give it back without you knowing any reason, right? Sorry, but that's not enough apology to cover last year's woes, okay? The Social Security Administration can't use any financial tool, but oh, they'll try to weave an excuse to keep you from the truth as to why we're getting such a huge COLA. That's our secret government at work. At least when your rent or your mortgage payments and your property taxes raise, you know it's because of the fair housing market value or the hiking of the school tax. But this hike last year was not financial, but for the purpose of an experimental drug for Alzheimer's patients. And the drug failed, they failed to invest in the drug. In my opinion, this should have been reported with every letter given to Social Security Administration people from the reason for just for the reason of the hike. At least be transparent. I don't know if this COLA will amend for the suffering you had to endure, but know this, and this is not me prophesying or making any type of predictions. A temporary reprieve, listen, a temporary reprieve such as this COLA will only be just that, a temporary reprieve. Otherwise, other than that, it's the cost of gas, food, rent, property taxes, and any beauty subscription services and other things you got going on, they will be making a money grab for your extra monthly income. Don't be fooled. Be that wise ant that holds away, that holds up food for the winter, or that squirrel that stores up gathered nuts falling off a tree. Be prepared for the times when we aren't so gracious to see another big increase next year. What am I saying? I'm saying don't get caught off guard like in 2022. Put some money aside this entire year. Don't spend every nickel and dime. Remember the drought you just went through, okay? Put it in your untouchable, unthinkable savings and forget about it. Listen, for Christmas this year, I'm giving everyone I know, only four people, okay, for gift cards. And I've been saving up since August. And it's been hard, okay? Just for this little bit here. I've been saving since August. And we'll be done next month in November. I've been putting some money in Cash App. And guess what? Every day I forget it's in there until the next check. I budget the savings with my bills in Excel spreadsheet, set a recurring calendar reminder to schedule bill payments, and follow my budget to the letter. Then when I send my money to the bank, to Cash App, it's done. For me, it works. But I'm just saying, I'm just sharing my method. Use what works for you, because I'm taking a portion of that extra money and saving it. Next year, if we live to see it, Social Security Administration may come back to get what they gave and give you more financial burdens than anticipated. How? Good question. Buy a COLA of probably maybe 4.5% or 1.5% or nothing at all. Remember the COLA freezes? If you forgot, look it up. It's on the internet. Time and chance happens to us all, but don't leave zero to chance. So, my veterans and families, enjoy your raise, increase, or whatever you like to call it. Take care to all of our Social Security recipients who are veterans as well, and be wise about your financial planning this year. I wish you all peace, blessings, and joy.